coming year. We ask that you would guide our conversations and our decisions, that they would be best for our taxpayers, our residents. We thank you for those that are here participating today. We pray for our first responders, our servicemen and women. We thank you for the wonderful celebration of July 4th. We celebrated our freedom. We are grateful to live in this county and thank you for how you have blessed us. We ask for your continued blessing upon each and every citizen in this county. Thank you for the employees of this county. And Lord, again, we just yield to you for direction each day and turn this meeting over to you in Christ's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, welcome to our first Commissioner's Court meeting of the month of July 2019. Today is the 8th, it's 9 a.m. And we'll begin with our first regular meeting of the month. Item number one is our time for public comments. Is there anyone who would like to make any public comment about a non-agenda item at this time? All right, we will move on to considering and approving the June 24 minutes, our last meeting of the month of June. Motion is made to approve those minutes by Commissioner Markheim. Second by Commissioner Applewhite. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There are none. Ken Wilson has got something going on there for a few minutes in court with Judge Saucier. He's going to come join us as soon as he can, and I will jump back to item number three. So until then, let's move on to item number four. This is our time for our commissioners to share with us what's going on in the way of road work in their precinct. Commissioner Riddle, precinct one.
We have four hours. We have trees for almost all the week to get out of the ditch. Roads. Last week we spent our time getting prepared to rehab some roads in the down on the west side of the Lake Jefferson. A lot of short streets, not very many miles, but a lot of the roads are deep protection.
All right, precinct two, Commissioner Fitch.
We've been working on 2500. It has pretty bad base failure, not really soft where that road. About a mile of that road was built over some of the coal mine that they had dug, and then they rebuilt the road. It's kind of soft in places, so we're fixing that. Did a lot of pothole fixing, trying to catch up on that, and started doing some mowing. And we mowed 2300, 2325, 2400, about 2500 all around in those areas, and we'll be heading over towards the Monticello area, working our way back across north to west of Hope. And we had a lot of trees one day, a tree on 1070, and 2600, there was a tree down. And so we've been also working some soft spots on 2710, get it ready for seal coating. And this week, we plan about end of the week to start getting some prep done on 2720, doing some overlaying some coal mix on the places that kind of wore out. Thanks.
Yeah.
Scattered here and there, but that's busy. No weekends.
Precinct four.
We've got our precinct action program.
section and most of the north section, Bowden, they're working on it, trying to finish up the better areas today. And a couple of guys are polishing our, yard, fixing stuff, doing some scavenging and fixing some soft spots and on 4355, and possibly in some more soft spots on 4325. And finally got our side cut back going, and he's been running it last week, and we just kind of been moving around, we've had some public calls, and we've kind of been moving around here. I think he's got most of those calls done, and he's gonna start the area, just the crop area out together. So hopefully we've got that all done ready, and hopefully we'll be ready to get everybody back together and start there some regulation.
You both use that term scavenging, tell me why you don't tell us what scavenging is.
If we, like, we put in a cover, we've got an area there that we've just got iron on, we let it set on the seventh field, then go in there and scrape the top of it off and scab back over with coal mix or all sand, whatever you use. And if you've got an area that you rework and back on the area that you need to do before you seal coat, you go in there and scab over with all sand, hot mix, or coal mix or possible sand.
The side that you refer to, is that the lower, that side away by the trees and stuff?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Move on to item number five. Item number five, discussing possibly approve the purchase of an external defibrillator for Argo Fire Department. As you will recall, we had originally approved purchases of these for the houses, and then we approved three of the volunteer fire departments. That was in Calco, Crookville, and Calco, Sugarville, Tri-Lane, Calco, Sugarville, and Tri-Lane. So those purchases have been made. We've had training on how to use these for courthouse personnel last about 6 weeks ago. And so Dana, I think, is requesting to put this on here to consider. Is this yours?
Yes.
Have y'all seen bid price?
The price of buying a single individual unit is gonna be a little bit higher than what we had paid on purchasing three. $1,404 gives us a new COLL brand, old AED, plus case, pads, battery set, and case to hold everything there, $1,404. All we paid when we bought them three at a time, less than, a little less than that.
It was about $1,250, I think we bought those, the three of them.
This one will be $1,404. Any comments you wanna make on the necessity for it, or Argo staff?
Well, I said, we, the best before, the Argo, it's just got set up, and since then we've got it set up and everything. For a while, if I was talking to Argo, it's been pretty good. But I said, if everyone was good at it, sure.
So that's for your consideration, what is your decision? Motion made by Commissioner Applewhite to purchase an external defibrillator for the Argo volunteer fire department, that gives four of our fire departments with the defibrillator. Second by Commissioner Fitch, all in favor of
morning. Thank you, Judge. Basically, the Texas Senate Texas Senate Bill 42, and it took effect September 15th, 2017. Several people that are on the Security Committee, including Judge Bradley, Paul Lindsay, Dana Applewhite, Al Riddle, Annette Willoughby, Lieutenant Price as a designee from Sheriff's Office, Chuck Bailey, Irma Dunn, Steve Agan, John Newman, Ray Berry, Chris Duran, myself, Judge Lawson, and Judge Saucier. And basically, Senate Bill 42 mandates us to establish a local court security committee to give the Commissioner's Court recommendations for all local courtrooms in the county. It also institutes training for bailiffs and court security, and it authorizes the courts to charge a $5 fee. This is something that was mandated, and it just had to be done and had to turn into the Commissioner's Court. So what we did is we met a couple times during the committee process, and everyone on the committee agreed that we needed to go through all of these recommendations for you. And I can go through every recommendation, but basically it's policies and procedures of how we handle people coming into the courtroom, procedures for inmates coming in. It also goes through entry and exit procedures for employees, non-employees, court personnel. And then it goes through requests for escorts and parking, package delivery, response to courthouse, courtroom disorder, and critical incidents. And then, of course, it goes through inmate escorts, courtroom conduct, and it establishes just a general rules and procedures for the court. The only thing that the only long-term goal that we have here, and it was the committee's recommendation, is to hold court in one central location. Instead of having the county court over here, we wanted to, everybody in the committee thought that it was a good idea to have one central location to have court in, excluding Commissioner's Court. The reason behind that is having to staff multiple multiple people at the metal detectors. Right now we do have a staffing issue, and you know it's hard to get somebody. And so you know, having one access point for the county court and all the district courts and Attorney General Court and CPS Court that we hold monthly, to me makes sense. And what we're here to do today is to give you the recommendations. You can act on the recommendations, you can approve the recommendations, or you can you know, just take it under advisement. But we're required to submit this to you. So, That's where we're at. And if anybody has any questions about any of it, I'd be more than happy to go into detail.
Other than having the courts all in one location, is there anything on here that we're not currently practicing on a regular basis, or anything that we don't have the money to do right now, or that
no, is there
any major changes here that we're
to lately is we're not handcuffing pregnant females. And I think that there may be a new law out. I don't know how applicable that is to us. I may let the sheriff speak on that. But we had someone the other day that brought somebody over that didn't have a pregnant female handcuffed to me. You know, there's another section that just come out. I think it goes into effect September 2019. I'm not sure it's applicable to bring an inmate over without handcuffs on. I don't know. I think if we have a female run from the courthouse and we have to tackle them, we may be in trouble. That's the only issue that we're having right now is with pregnant females. The only other issue or only other need that I see that we need is not too long ago I know Paul Lindsay replaced some of the metal detectors and I told him that ours was fine and he didn't need to replace ours. Well, I don't know if he jinxed me or what, but we're having some trouble with the metal detector over there now. And it's given us, it's still working, but it's given us, when nobody's walking through, it's given us false alarms. And so it's setting itself off, and we tried to look at it, but that's the only need that we have right now is one metal detector is what we need. As long as I know we talked about another courtroom over there, I think that would help a lot. Not only free it up so that we could have two courts going at the same time, we could have county court over there, and we wouldn't have to man this as well. Anyways, that in a nutshell is where we're at.
Will you tell the judges and DA and Mark on your calendar, if all goes well at our next meeting on the 22nd, we will have a report from Lynn Calvert who did the study on the annex, and the discussion will be feasibility of a remodel of that building.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Will either of the judges be there tomorrow for their slot on the budget discussions?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll be sure that they find out. I made a note on here that they bring that metal detector up to discuss that. Okay. Thank you very much. This will be included in the minutes, so if anybody's interested in reading the details of this, we'll talk about 10 pages.
Thank you so much.
One of the because of the age and the, and the model number of that particular system that we have, in order to link the sheriff's office back to our main phone system, there's about, about a $700 license fee that is required in order to do that. And then there's another roughly $1,080 in programming costs, which would be the high end. That's a whole day's worth of programming. Lantan is not sure if that's going to be needed, but he went ahead and quoted it high in case it took the entire day. So, if you see some benefit in linking the sheriff's office where any and all individual telephone extension numbers can call to other extension numbers at the sheriff's office and vice versa, this is what we need to do to fully utilize the capabilities of that phone system, along with it will be for a one-time programming cost and a one-time license fee in order to do that. At the next meeting, when I have a little bit more cost numbers, I will talk about doing the same thing at the Justice of the Peace office. But for now, $1,800 for the sheriff's office, if you see the benefits there. Carl, that fund is 19. How will that be replenished?
We'll have to replenish it by transferring money, I guess, general fund. If we put just a little bit of money in there, I mean, right now it's about what we're buying all that equipment. I don't think you're going to be buying this equipment in the future, because you're going to already have it all, but we are going to have to pay with the fuel and the maintenance of those pieces of equipment. So we're not going to try to budget a lot of money in there.
That was my question. You answered. That's not going to be replenished by the individual road and bridge fund. That'll be replenished. That $194,000. That'll be replenished by the general fund.
Yeah. Well, the whole 284.
Yeah.
Because the other residual was for the. We just haven't done that.
Yeah. The only money that's going to be. Yeah. It's going to come out of general.
Motion made to approve oral amendment reports by Commissioner Applewhite.
Second.
Commissioner Parker, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item 8, consider possibly approved treasurer's report.
Thank you.
$9,000 left in that $2,004 right-of-way fund. What do we do with that?
Well, there's one of the other, it's in the INS right-of-way. It's going to be in the INS.
So that's zero out, yeah?
Yeah, at the end of the year.
End of the year. Okay, got a motion in a second, all in favor, say aye. Close.
Well, it was stable, I guess, it was going to be in the INS.
But that's zero out, yeah?
I'm going to be the last one to leave, but isn't that what your plan is, just to?
All right, number nine, approve budget amendments.
Wrong.
Judge?
Motion.
Item number ten, sign paperwork to approve payments. Motion made by Commissioner Parker, second, second by Commissioner Applewhite, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're running much quicker than I thought we would. We got our first budget meeting set up. There's our first individual change, and not at 10 o'clock, maybe I can get some. Would y'all like to still wait till 10, or do you want to try to get somebody over here? Y'all have things to do, phone calls to make, and then 25 minutes. Okay, let's see if we can get some things set up, yeah. Close the comments by Judge and Commissioner in this meeting. Like I said, we're here from Lake Calvert regarding our next project. Here is a comment, I think that will be interesting. We've got the heavy construction work going on at the north entrance. So that entrance will be closed for a while. We've got it locked up with signage on there that'll cover it with plywood protected. We've got fencing out there to protect the construction area tomorrow. It will be I thought they were going to be starting that tomorrow. Heavy sawing and jackhammering going on as they remove those steps and the landing out there. After that is done, they can leave it tomorrow, Wednesday. They will measure for the custom cut steel that will be placed in there and support the concrete there. So we'll have a probably a 2 to 3 week period where nothing will be going on while we order that steel and wait for that steel to come in. Once the steel is in, it'll erect the weld, steel superstructure, and then pour the concrete. Hopefully, all of that will be done by late July. Then we will likely wait all the way through August until Labor Day. Plan now is on the Labor Day holiday to put the coating after that concrete is cured for a month. They'll apply that coating to all four entrances so they can get it done all at one time. With a 3 day weekend, should give them enough time to dry. So that way, we don't have to do two entrances and then come back and do two at a later date. Still be able to go through the elevator during that time if there's any snag that we have weekend. But hopefully, there won't be anybody that needs to come up during that weekend to be able to utilize the elevator. So hopefully, after the Labor Day weekend, we'll have time to do a set of stairs and freshly coated all four entrances with that non-slip coating that will also seal the steps from the damage. All right, I think that's all I've got. Commissioner Fitch?
Last Tuesday, we got a new chipper in. They have our chipper drill knives, we get some training on it. And I'm impressed, got a lot of new upgrades on it. And can't wait to use it, it'll be nice.
Very good.
Yeah.
What level is that?
Oh, we've got it in our cover sheet at the maintenance facility.